Off the ball rugby.
I picked Sam Prendergast.
Would you?
Yeah. That's not to take anything away from Mac Hansen and James Lowe. They're wonderful players. They're incredible footballers. You know, so there's still a very good team there.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Football on Off the Ball.
With William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.
Along to the kickback. So myself and Vinny have just been watching Fulham 1 Arsenal 1. Obvious thing to say is 2 points dropped for Arsenal, but they never really did enough in that game to deserve to win it.
No, it feels like Arsenal problems are in their front three at the moment, in terms of Saka is obviously still the main player for them, but Robinson was exceptional against him today, never really gave him a look in, and when he did beat him that once or twice, he just didn't have them runners across that front post, and Havertz wasn't great and Trossard wasn't at his best either today. So Martinelli came on and made an impact in terms of his running power, but hadn't got enough about him in terms of quality. And it feels like Arsenal are short in the front three, and you compare them to other sides. Liverpool's a great example when you think of Diaz, Jota, Gakpo, Nunes, Salah, obviously. They have a lot more options, where Arsenal just feel a little bit... almost, I would say, mediocre in terms of the front three. Obviously, Saka being the outlier, and that he's exceptional.
Shades of what Manchester City have been going through maybe over the last few weeks with that Arsenal performance today, that they'd any amount of possession in and around the edge of the area, but just looked off it, looked short in ideas, just not dynamic enough. The things that were working last season with Odegaard and Saka, obviously they don't have a front man in a Haaland the way Manchester City do, or a focal point, but all just seems... like they're operating at sort of 80%.
Yeah, I think there's two elements to that. I think Odegaard is off it at the moment. He's only returning from an injury, and I don't think he's at the levels that they need him to be at. He only stayed on the pitch for 70 odd minutes today, and then when he needed that late goal, they've had to take him off to protect him from injury, and the players that came on didn't really make an impact, as I said. So you've got that, but you've also got to say that the level of quality in the Premiership, from sort of even from 15th up, when you think of the clubs like in the second half of the league currently, you look at teams like Newcastle, Spurs, Manchester United around that sort of 10th 11th, but the performance from Fulham, who a win today would have put them almost in touching distance of the top four. You think of the teams like Brighton and Forest, and all of these teams are putting it up to the top teams now. They're so well coached, the players are extremely fit. And we've seen that from Fulham today. It was a really good dynamic performance from them in terms of, without the ball, really good, well structured. And as I said, Arsenal didn't really, there was one chance in the first half, Declan Rice broke through, had a snap shot, but that aside, a lot of it was from distance and never really created enough chances.
Was there anything then that, when you look at that Arsenal squad, they could have done differently in the second half, particularly where the pattern of the game was sort of well established at that stage, where Arsenal were having an awful lot of the possession, Fulham were happy to just try and catch them on the counter-attack? Was there anything, when you look at the substitutions or even the shape of the team, that Arteta could have shaken up?
Yeah, I think to be fair to him, he noticed that Jorginho wasn't really in the game because they were that dominant as the six, and Declan Rice went into that position. I think Declan Rice is starting to rediscover his best form. I thought he was a very, very good second half last week against Manchester United, and again today. So from that deeper position, he was the one driving them forward. Marino came on, didn't really make an impact in the game. Again, he looks like a tidy player, but it was late in the game. Jesus came on, and he shows some signs and stuff, but again, he's coming out from that centre forward position almost like the false nine. So it's coming from the manager, with Havertz playing as the false nine, or they haven't signed a centre forward or got one into the club over the last couple of years. So, you know, in terms of what they have to offer at the moment, there's not a lot of changes you could see them making in terms of
is that how a big structure. Worry, because obviously, look, they have a lot of defensive problems at the moment, and it was a bit of a makeshift back four, and maybe even that has an impact further up the pitch, but they don't have a huge amount of problems in an attacking sense. What was out there today is what they have.
Yeah, and that's the point. I don't think their squad is at the level. Look, I think it's going to be a different Premiership title. I think teams will drop a lot of points because of the quality throughout the league. So Arsenal will be able to afford to lose a certain amount of games, but you've got to get to January, and you've got to do a bit of investment, I would say, into that forward areas. They were fine today.
Who do you look at? Ivan Toney was the one over the course of the summer, and they decided not to go that way.
Well, you probably do what all clubs do, and you look at someone like Brighton, and you go to someone like Pedro and say, can he play as that number 10, that sort of false nine that they like to do with people going beyond them? I think they need to fix the left wing position as well, and very quickly. Again, there's clubs like Brighton that you can look at and say, is there someone there that they can pick out, the Mitoma, and spend the money? If you want to win the Premiership now, you've got to spend big money. You've got to go after the very best players. So that's the first sort of club you would look at. But there is others, and their scouting department, I'm sure, are all over players all over the world. But it's going to cost them. It's going to cost them to do it. But the way to win a Premiership title for them will go on and on, I think, if they don't fix that. Because if you were pick up an injury with the likes of Saka, then you would say they're under serious pressure. I think Trossard is a very good footballer, but he's probably not the one that they need to be starting week in, week out. And as Martin, and he's not finding his form, you would say that's a concern. And Havertz at times looked really good. I felt for him a little bit today. He made some really good runs in behind, but he just didn't get the service. As I said, Odegaard is off a little bit at the moment. So there's a lot of concerns, I would say, for them. But they're still in the title race. But then you look at, say, a Chelsea or Liverpool, you see real options on their bench. And that would be my biggest concern. There's not enough options.
What they do have is an unbelievable threat from set pieces, and scored again today from a corner kick. 23 now since the start of last season. Both goals in the win against Manchester United. The equaliser here today, William Saliba, from 2 yards out. As a coach, as somebody who's trying to set up against an opposition who have a big threat from corner kicks, from free kicks, like, it doesn't seem like anybody's been able to figure out how to stop them so far.
Yeah, so I would say, look, this is the cheap seat, and you're not coaching at that level, obviously. But in terms of, you look at Fulham, the goal they conceded for Saliba today, they've heavily put their big men in that sort of front post area. And Arsenal have 5 and 6 players at the very at the back post. And Rice just overhits one. Havertz heads it back in. And Saliba is free 3 yards. One of the things Adam Traoré did at different stages, he was went and marked one of the... it was mainly Partey, and pushed them. I think you've got to get players touch tight to them. You've got at least 3 or 4 in the way and let them run through you. So Arsenal players are just sauntering into that front post or middle of the 6-yard box and getting free headers. So I think there is a way of stopping them to a point. But having said that, particularly Declan Rice's deliveries today were exceptional. So it's a fine balance, but it is a weapon. They have got criticised, ironically, over scoring set pieces.
I think the criticism, and you'll be well aware of this, that maybe at times people don't like to see backroom staff members being front and centre, and obviously Nicholas Hoover's very much front and centre when they're setting up for the set pieces. But they do deserve enormous credit, because you look at what they've been doing over the last few weeks. Generally, it was Gabriel who was the focal point, to sort of stand on the edge and spin in behind. He's not there, so they're trying something very different again that teams still haven't been able to figure out.
Yeah, and I accept the criticism, however, but since he's come in, it's almost 3 years since he's come in this summer. I think it was around 21. But today, and I've just done the maths on this, right, so I accept I could be wrong with a couple of goals, but today I think that's the 52nd set-piece goal they've scored. Man City have scored, believe it or not, 51 in that same period of time, and Liverpool have scored 51. So what's the point? The point is, if you want to win a Premiership title, which Liverpool and Man City have done, you better score from set pieces. So Arsenal as a club have gone and got someone in who they feel is the best, and they work very much on it, and it is those little inches that get you over the line. So all they're doing is, look, the guy is front and centre, and people like Gary Neville don't like him. That's fine. But he's doing a job, and it's paying off. And you do need to be, you do need to score your fair share of goals from set pieces. And Arsenal certainly do that, and full credit to them on it.
6 points behind Liverpool. Liverpool now have the game in hand as well after the Merseyside derby. We'll see what Chelsea do against Tottenham, and Manchester City dropping points again yesterday. Do you see Arsenal been able to get themselves up over the Christmas period, to put themselves back in the mix?
Yeah, I think they've got world class players, but they have to be on the day, and they have to play really well. And I think there's a hell of a good player, Martinelli, but I think they need to sign. I think they need to spend money on that front position. Jesus had one chance, Declan Rice put the ball in behind, and he just looked a little bit laboured, where I think a couple of years ago he got on the end of it and possibly would have scored. So it feels like they need a little bit more energy or a boost in the squad. I know they've got a lot of injuries, but they're more defensively, and I think defensively they've got good cover and they're sound. It's an attacking player I think they need to get into that. But it must be said, I think 8, 9, 10 points in this Premiership, the way we are with so many competitive teams, I think that can be turned around quite quickly. It wouldn't shock me if Liverpool were to lose 2 or 3 games in a row over the next month or two.
Right.
Because when you go to teams like Forest, Fulham, Brighton, they're tough games now. They're not easy. And the champions, whoever they will be this year, there's no one that far ahead of the opposition.
Just to mention of Fulham in particular, Anthony Robinson, who kept Bukayo Saka as quiet as anybody has in a long, long time. Now, listen, we're having a different conversation if Martinelli isn't half a yard offside there, because Saka steals in behind him and almost wins the game. He's a player who has been linked with Liverpool during the summer, and listen, Andy Robertson's getting to an age where they're probably going to have to start looking at alternatives. Like, that was a different Robinson, it feels like, we saw today, because generally what he's been very good at is the now traditional fullback role of bombing forward. Yeah. That was more of a man-marking task, and he made life very difficult for Saka.
Yeah, he did. He was very, very good. And sometimes Saka did get past him a couple of times, and that's the difference, and didn't show enough quality. But I thought Robinson's performance was really strong. Defensively, done everything he needed to do, got really tight on. Probably the one concern that, say, a football sort of scout would have picked up from that was them last 4 or 5 minutes, lost his head a little bit, got himself booked, got done at the back post, but only for the VAR lines, where Martinelli was about 2 mil offside. He'd have looked a little bit foolish at that back post, not defending well. But huge positivity on him. He's shown us that he can defend now. We know he can attack. We know he's a threat. Modern football, people love their fullbacks bombing forward. But he showed real quality from a defensive point of view today. And as you said, very few players in the world have kept Saka as quiet as he did today.
Thanks, Vinny.
Thank you.
Football on Off the Ball
with William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie. Off the Ball rugby.
I picked Sam Prendergast.
Would you?
Yeah. That's not to take anything away from Mac Hansen and James Lowe. They're wonderful players. They're incredible footballers. You know, so there's still a very good team there.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.